This podcast was produced on the lands of the Kabi Kabi people. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging and thank them for how they have lovingly cared for and preserved the land, natural resources, and bush medicine in which we are inspired by today. And welcome to the Students of Natural Health podcast. My name is Dana Laura. I'm a student naturopath from Australia, and I'm going to be your host for this episode. Now, joining me today, we have the lovely Amy. Hello, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course, it's such an honor. I'm obsessed with your Instagram.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you have a very interesting portfolio, a very interesting collection of studies. We have a bit of nursing in there, a bit of herbalism in there, a bit of yoga, a bit of breath work, a bit of naturopathy. Can't wait to jump into it. What got you into the wellness industry?
Well, I guess what got me started in the wellness industry was probably my mom. When I was a little kid, she was always very happy for me to be this colourful, flamboyant child that loved to mix potions and lotions in the backyard and would always come to her with like smashed up herbs in like a jar with some dirt and all of that kind of stuff. And she'd always be like, what have you made and what have you made that for? And I would always have some sort of answer. And then one day I had a burn on my skin and I mixed up some flowers with some aloe vera gel in the backyard, and being 4 or 5 years old, I had no idea what I was doing, but managed to cure my burn from my mum's backyard when I was a kid. So started my journey, and that never left me. So, you know, I did my yoga teaching to support myself through uni while I was studying to be a registered nurse within the traditional medical field, and wasn't able to provide adequate care to my standard because I was constantly getting told off and constantly in trouble for pushing people down the route of natural medicine. And I decided, what the hell am I doing myself? Why am I still yoga teaching on the side? Why am I studying breath work? Why did I do my herbalism when I'm being pushed in this hardcore medical route and this is not me? So I decided, hell no, no more. I jumped ship, started my own business, now called Zenithal Motion, where we focus on pretty much everything holistic health.
Beautiful.
And that is how we ended up here.
That's beautiful. It's something we are intrinsically born with, isn't it? It's a very common story.
It absolutely is. And I was just fortunate enough that I wasn't disconnected from that, like so many people are these days.
Did you have a turning point within your nursing that you were like, ah, actually, this isn't right? Or was it something that sort of you did straight away and you were like, oh, oh no.
So I was, first and foremost, I started community nursing and I really loved and enjoyed that because I was able to connect with people and I was actually making a day-to-day difference in their quality of life. And then I joined the hospital system. I worked in a very, very busy metropolitan public hospital in the emergency department for a very long time. And then I moved along to cardiology. And in that process, I recognized how much misinformation there was, how poorly we were treated by general public, how disrespected and devalued we were. And it was in the breakdown of my previous relationship, not the one that I'm in now, but the previous one, was riddled with domestic violence. And I wasn't given any leave, even to attend court dates. I had to use my own sick leave. There was no such thing to help me move through that. And moving out of that relationship, out of all of that control, I recognized how much of that was systemic in our medical system and how repressed our staff, our patients, and everyone was by it. So I decided enough is enough. I need to make a difference for the people that care enough about themselves to make that difference for them.
That's so interesting because it's such a almost hypocritical, like, because you're all about helping people, you come into these roles as caregivers and you're, you know, supposed to be advocating for people to have their best health, but you can't as a worker in that industry access full holistic health. That's really interesting that you said that, and I'm sorry that you went through that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it was a shit time and a really hard period in life where I was constantly being ridiculed and told I was wrong, or that these things don't exist, and that herbal and, naturopath medicine isn't real medicine. And I couldn't believe it, and I couldn't stand it for much longer that one entire system would completely devalue the other when, this natural world, we try our best to try and integrate with the Western medicine as much as we can. For me, as like a natural health person, I would never slander the medical system,
Of
but the
course.
medical system slanders us. Most people that come to work with me have been dismissed by the medical system, and they have nowhere else to go. And then they land on my doorstep full of distrust, no sense of value in what they're about to receive because it's been so devalued by all of these highly regarded medical professionals previously to them, when that's not fair on that person and their journey. They're just trying their best for their health for themselves.
Yeah, that is really interesting. We are being taught from our systemic level that we are supposed to be integrated with each other, and that there's a gap for us and there's a gap for them. Like I tell you, I have to check myself regularly about slandering the medical system, just from my personal bias and my personal experience. I know that sometimes I can get on a bit of a, oh, well, it's failed me sort of, yeah, you're signaling too. But I tell you what, I don't think I want a naturopath operating on me. You know what I mean? Like it's,
No, that's it.
there's a place for it. There's a room for it. And yeah, I think we need to stop being angry at each other and start working together. But it's difficult when we're coming from such different sides of the same coin. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that's part of it. That's a major reason of why I landed where I landed.
You're listening to Students of Natural Health podcast. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Do you ever feel like no matter how hard you study, you're still behind? And also feeling majorly stressed out? Maybe you're drowning in your notes, feeling overwhelmed by the mountain of content being thrown your way, and even second guessing if you'll be able to finish your degree. Hi, I'm Olivia, a naturopath and ultra organized type A overachiever. My passion is helping students like you succeed in your studies without the stress. You were probably never taught how to actually study, and that's why I created Study for Success, a space to help students understand the strategy behind studying efficiently and successfully. In my space, you learn how to simplify the study process, actually retain what you learn, and most of all, save time with my unique organizational framework. So if you want to learn how to study smarter, not harder, reduce stress, and set yourself up for success from first year right through to being a new grad, check out my free Study for Success masterclass. Plus, I have a range of practical study resources designed specifically for NatMed students available on my website. Check out the links in the description below, and here's to studying for success without the stress.
Thanks for listening. On with the show. So, is your herbalism studies and your current studies, because you're currently studying naturopathy, right? Yeah. Your her previous herbalism studies and your naturopathy studies, can you tell me a little bit about that? How did you sort of start getting into and narrowing in on herbalism?
Yeah, so I guess for myself, I just love to study, and I think I'll always be studying something, even if it's just like a little online course here and a little online course there, like, not as big a thing as like, oh yeah, I'm doing my naturopathy. When I was a nurse, in cardiology, I found that our dietitian actually didn't help people with their diet, and that the dietitian in the hospitals don't actually give people nutritional support. They just tell them, stop eating this, start eating this, and they don't actually give them any assistance. So my original pathway was I wanted to study nutrition to be a nutritionist employed clinically in a hospital to help these people
Like in a more
properly so that.
educational role, sorry.
Yeah, in a more educational role that could go around to people's bedsides to go, hey, you've had a heart attack. Let's look at what you eat day to day and how we can improve that so you don't have another one. Because we harp on about how important nutrition is, and it absolutely is. It's like pillar number one. It's like the
Yeah.
first thing. It's like number one, if this thing is not okay, nothing else. How can anything else be okay? And we would preach that to our patients, but none of us were educated to actually help these people. And it was something that I was getting daily, asked for daily. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. I had the foundational knowledge. I knew how to help these people. I wasn't. I was confined by my role. So I spoke to people higher up in the hospital, went down. I was actually enrolled to study nutrition, and then was told, you're not going to be able to help people with that. So I didn't study that. I studied my herbalism and went, no, fuck this. I'm not willing to be confined by you to help people. So I studied my herbalism. And
Like,
without telling anyone, I was pulled into offices and things and like told off like a little kid at school, like, you did a bad thing. And I was like, this doesn't exist. What the hell is this? Why is an adult yelling at another adult? It's
what?
inappropriate.
Wait. So, are you telling me, like, even with a nutritionist qualification, that would still be out of your scope as a nurse?
Yep, they were telling me that. But what I wanted to do wasn't worth the time.
Oh, my goodness.
So it really highlighted to me the control of pharmaceutical companies
Yeah, yep.
and how we really don't actually want people physically able anymore, or like their health is in their complete control because we've given them the control by giving them the knowledge.
Bit controversial here, but yeah, do you think that as soon as nutritional and lifestyle advice that can't be profited on is introduced into the system, it's going to crumble?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. People are going to go, oh, I have control. I can choose. I choose not that. Who in their right mind chooses that kind of illness?
Yeah.
And the only people that choose that kind of illness are those that are there seeking the attention and need the validation external from other people, but they're not going to get that there.
Yeah. And you were also doing your yoga studies at the same time as this.
No, so I studied my yoga teaching when I was a teenager in high school
No, that's
to
right.
support myself to go through nursing school. Yeah, so I worked as a yoga teacher throughout university while I was studying my nursing and just didn't ever give it up because I loved it so much. I loved how the body could move with the breath and how the breath was the connection to our emotions. And the emotional link was what was from the brain to the body. And it was like, oh yeah, these two things are typically spoke about separately, but through the movement of yoga and through the movement of the breath, I was able to access parts of my mind that like previously I was unable to with, any other type of movement or any other type of practice. So yeah, I sort of just stayed down that avenue.
I love that. It's something that I'm interested in as well. And I think that it would be very interesting for naturopaths to be able to incorporate into their practice because it's such a not a passive role, but it's missing that therapeutic touch and that sort of movement factor. We all know that exercise is also one of those pillars of health that you were talking about, with nutrition, exercise, and then your environment. It makes so much sense that you wanted to integrate that into your practice. Do you remember where you did your studies through, and do you recommend them?
I cannot remember. It was too many years ago, if I'm completely honest. It was somewhere down south, in Busselton,
Like an in-person
in
workshop kind of thing.
in-person yoga teacher training. At the time when I did it, all of our beautiful online modalities, I don't even think Zoom was a thing. Then I'm not quite sure, but it was sort of pre these times of where everything was online. It was like, no, go to someone entrusted in the profession, in the industry, in person. And that's sort of how I learned, and that's how I started teaching. And now I sort of do a dynamic between both.
Yeah, beautiful. Is this where the breath work as well was born from, or is that an additional skill that you had to learn?
So breath work, there's a lot of breath in yoga and rooted in yogic breathing. In Kundalini yoga, particularly, and Kundalini breath was partly how I ended up where I am. I loved how integrated the breath was with the movement patterns. And I was like, what more is there to this? And when I was sort of curious about it, I'd just done my herbalism, like I'd just done that qualification and wasn't, like practicing solely as a herbalist. Like I've never practiced sort of solely as any of these things. It's all just a mash of all of it together to produce this pretty cool package. for people, but the interest in studying breath work itself came after I dealt with a particularly challenging patient that I helped breathe through a respiratory distress.
Wow.
And we ended up, like, he was having a full cardiac event that was leading to respiratory shutdown, basically. And I was standing beside this man. I was just pacing his breath with him because I was new, like, from my yoga teaching, I knew that was something that would keep him calm. And from my previous experience as a nurse, like, I'd done this much more before. Like, that was always my thing. I was always the person up the head end, doing all of the yee-haw stuff. Like, that was me, right in the action. And I was breathing along with this man, and he was like, I co-regulated him. I lent him my nervous system to lean on. I was like, just stay with me, stay with my eye contact, and just breathe with me. Constantly co-regulated him. And in the process of that, we decreased his heart rate from just over 200 beats a minute down to 80, along with, obviously, there was medical support there, but it was instant. Calmed him down to a point that he could be sedated and put under into a general anesthetic safely, rather than it being a forceful process. And this man was then able to speak, yes, I consent, before that process happened, rather than just it was a matter of necessity. After I left that
Wow.
shift, I was like, no, the energy in the room changed. I need to study something. I jumped on my laptop immediately when I went home and was like, breath work, what is this? Like, and at the time I was practicing a lot myself as just as a student and, dealing with my emotional healing from my previous relationship breakdown, and dealing with being unsafe and things like that inside my own body and my own environment. And I went, no, I need to be able to add this to my repertoire to help people. So I studied three breathwork qualifications because, like, each one I was like, yep, the first one I did, I wouldn't recommend them. They were nowhere near enough for me. To me, they didn't give me anywhere near enough knowledge to safely practice as a breathwork facilitator, even though that's what they claimed and they're accredited with the AVA and all of that good stuff. But I didn't get enough from them. Then I studied on with Breath Masters under Brian Kelly, and that was absolutely fabulous. I had the greatest time. And that was wicked. I left that feeling comfortable and confident. And I was like, yep. And I started practicing then after I did his. And I couldn't vouch for them enough. I spoke to them about my previous learning experience in breathwork, and they gave me my second qualification for free,
That's amazing.
because they were like, look, you're dedicated to this clearly. And you really want to actually just help people. And you're here because you don't want to put people into an unsafe environment. And we really support that. So, welcome, let's go. And I was like, yeah, this is wicked. I was like, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be. Like, I'm on this right path. Like, this would not happen if I wasn't supposed to be here. So fully threw myself into that, finished that qualification in another 10 or 12 weeks time. And then I was like, I'm just hungry for knowledge. So I then went and studied under Wim Hof's brother and learned some even more cool techniques, even more things. I just was hungry for knowledge. And then after that, I was like, right, I have the whole toolkit now. Let's go. And really just started to transform people's lives from there. Quit my job in the hospital and just went full down the natural health route and sort of got to a point with my business that I was like, oh, I love what I'm doing, but what's the one qualification that's pretty well the link between everything? And that was where naturopath came from, was like, I've
Oh,
already
yeah.
got the herbal studies, I've already got the traditional medical studies, I've got the movement, I've got the emotions. How does all of this just become one unanimous circle? And naturopath it was.
Wow. I'm sitting here in awe. That's freaking awesome. Freaking awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
I feel like there's so much to unpack here. Like, you hear
Oh.
about I've personally, my experience with breath work, I've never been to a breath work class. I'd love to try one out after hearing this, but you see a lot of crazy, like hippy dippy woo woo crap on the internet where you're like, okay, this is
Oh
some,
my God, there is so much of it,
for a lack
but
of a
it's
better word, this
not.
is some white girl shit. Like, this is horrible.
Facts. Facts. There is so much white girl shit on the internet. And it's like, but that's the thing, is we get put in that basket and people see me and they're like, she's not a breathwork, she doesn't teach yoga because I've got these big muscles and I'm a bodybuilder. And I'm like traditionally trained in medicine. And people are like, hang on, hang on, hang on. you don't fit in our world. You don't fit in our spiritual community. And I'm like, but I do. But I also stand
I'm here
in
to
the other
shake it
side of it
up.
as
I'm
well.
here to shake
I'm
it up
just
and
like,
rewrite it.
that's it. So like, I feel like I land as such a dead neutral between the two worlds because I've got so much from one side and I love science and everything I do is rooted in science, but there is unexplainables
Yeah.
that just may have, and like, but there is space for that because I believe in the energy and I believe in the spirit and all of that sort of stuff, but they're not, again, right? Like the medical system fights the natural world fights the medical system. I feel like spiritual people fight non-spiritual people. And it's like, hey, if you believe in science, you're not one of us. If you believe in all of that, you're not one of us. And I'm like, well, here to
That's
tell you that I land directly between the both and I believe both of you, because you're both actually right.
Yeah, it's
That's
true
sort of.
holistic care. Like you can't look at anything in isolation because we're not machines and we're
No.
not delicate flowers. We are ecosystems. We are
Absolutely.
completely integrated with everything. You cannot ignore the emotional state and say that that doesn't have a role in sickness when it's connected to our
Absolutely not.
body and our human experience. 100%.
And that's exactly it.
And stories like yours are so important because, like, you know, I do have nurses that listen to this podcast, and this is something very real that breath work might be, is a missing link. That's something that they can integrate into their day-to-day practice. And this is it's a perfect example of how it can applied to Western
Yeah,
science.
absolutely. That's
What
it. And it's like, it's so vast. Like you can do so much with breath work. It doesn't just have to be a healing modality. I do a lot of nervous system work with people, particularly those that are neurodivergent. We work on regulating their nervous system and work with like, I delve into my other knowledge pools of like neuroplasticity and giving neuroplasticity exercises, but incorporating that with the breath work. And suddenly, hey, Amy, I don't have any of my ADHD symptoms anymore, and we've only worked together for a week.
Wow, that's huge
Like,
results.
those sorts of things. And like, hey, Amy, I no longer have to take my hepatitis medication because I don't have it anymore. It's not in my blood work. Well, how did that happen? And it's like, there's a science link there that's just not ever been appropriately researched between the nervous system and the connection between the nervous system with the breath. But that the only interlink between all of it that I can find is only the emotional body. And the emotional body is every single time without fail the link. And I found that in the hospital system as well. Every single person I ever treated with a heart attack, major heart failure, always major emotional incidents somewhere around that time period of their life, all got dredged up in that process. They're forced to look at themselves because the body does keep score. And at the
I
end of the
see what
day,
you're
it
doing here.
always does. You know what I mean? Like it always keeps score on us. Like if I don't take care of my emotional body, my physical body's going to suffer. I might get some pain behind my right shoulder because, like, oh, I'm closing off and I've closed down my heart center.
It's really interesting. I'm
Yeah.
literally studying the nervous system this week. It's the perfect time to be chatting to you. And they literally said, like,
Fabulous.
there are a lot of, it's a really interesting piece of medicine because, like, they say that there's a lot that they can't do for the nervous system because they can't, the medication doesn't cl cross the blood-brain barrier, but the blood-brain barrier
But the
isn't the
breath
problem a lot of the
does.
time.
No, but if the blood-brain barrier is the problem, it's because the emotions are not being dealt with. That is the barrier. The emotions are the barrier. That's the existence of space between the two things, is the electrical neural action that happens from the neuron to the blood. That's the emotional link. It's energy. It's an energetic transfer. And our
Your
nervous
nervous
system
system is electric. It's electricity.
It's electricity, and so is our heart. Our heart is also electric, but our heart has over 13,000 specialized cells for it to operate as its own brain. So people can't say that there is no emotional link, that there is no emotions or nothing stored physically in our body. And
Wow. Food for thought, man.
food for thought.
I love it. I'm gonna just quickly go back to your herbalism course. Do you remember and do you recommend where you started dipping your toe into the herbalism? Because I know a lot of people, you know, the naturopathy degree on a university level, it's quite expensive and it's quite full on and it stresses people out. I wonder, did you get to do a little
Oh, it
taste
is stressful.
tester?
Yeah, pretty much. I guess my herbalism was like maybe like a quarter piece of what the full naturopathy is. And if I hadn't done that first, I would have been like, oh my God, back at uni. Fuck. Gotta run a business and go to uni at the same time. Oh God, what have I done to myself? But no, like I'm happy with it. The herbalism I did through Eco Universities online. So it was a very rigorous study, I guess. There was proper papers and things that I had to do and bits and pieces that I had to submit for it that were marked and sent back. And so that was a very good, not only like a just a daily application of what the study is like, but also content as well. So, like obviously having studied my herbalism and being an accredited herbalist, I have had units taken off for me, as well as my nursing background. I've gotten a lot of my course sort of subsidized, which fortunately for me, it equates to time and money. But I know some people aren't as fortunate. So if it's something some people are like, oh, I don't know if I really want to do it, herbalism's a great path to just sort of go, oh, I can just sort of open the curtain and have a bit of a look and go, oh, okay, I understand quite a lot and I've got a vast toolkit now. If they choose to go on further, it'll lend itself perfectly, like learning about, the chemical constituents and things of herbs and how they can be broken down and how, but also like the practical side of how do you go, okay, yeah, that's the plant that grows on the side of the road. Now, how do I harvest that
And use that
and
appropriately.
use that and safely, because some plants, a lot of plants are not safe unless you process them properly.
Yeah.
So,
So you're currently working on Zenithal Motion, your business. Are you running that full time and studying at the same time? What's your study load and how are you juggling that?
yeah. So I'm studying with Eco Universities online, and I just that's where I did my herbal studies from. I sort of just rolled on through because I liked the platform that they have. I can study in my own time, sort of in my own time frame. So I'm due to finish within the next year with the current rate of study. Yay! I can't wait. I'm excited about it. Purely based off like what I'll be able to offer to people. I guess I'm just really good at time management. I think that's honestly one of my strongest points as a person is my time management, and my organizational skills are just on point. And I credit a lot of that to just who I am as a person, but also the nursing, because we had 100 million things going on at once.
You've been studying long
So
enough now too, like you pick it up.
that's exactly it. And it's like I studied my yoga while I was still studying at high school. I studied my nursing degree, which is a full-time university degree, but I was also working with that. So working and studying has always been something I've been familiar and comfortable with. And I've never really not known studying and working coinciding together. So it's sort of I just make sure that I allocate time per day or per week, really. I put blocks of time into my Google Calendar to make sure that I'm studying when I need to be studying, and that's time that gets taken away from my client calendars and things like that. So because to me it's part of my business is my study, because it adds value back into the people that are in it. So I sort of try and coincide them if I can.
Yeah, beautiful. How are you planning on integrating the naturopathy? Are you going to have like a herbal room with all of the shelves that, or it's more so you can do more one-on-one work with your clients? How are you planning on integrating it? Do you know yet?
Yeah, so I guess with the way that I run with clients now is a lot of one-to-one work. We do have group things that we do, which is like primarily just breath work events, or I do run women's events as well.
I've seen them on your
And so,
Instagram. They look amazing.
yeah, they're fabulous. So, like things like how it can be integrated is this Sunday we've got a women's event coming up, and for the spring equinox, where I've formulated and made a herbal tea to help with hormonal, like female hormonal support, but with elements and constituents that are local and from sources that are appropriate for the time of year that we are, so they're seasonal. So it's things like that. So formulating more teas and formula, and instead of referring to my clients to places like iHerb to have supplements and things, because some of that's what we do sometimes is like, women come to us and it's like, I've just got the worst periods. I can't get on top of it. But like, there's a lot of emotional distress and things like that linked in. People that come and work with me, there's always the emotional element that's like front foremost, but it's like, or it might be a physical complaint, but it's actually the emotions. Every time we end up on the emotional body. So like working with the plants can help me go, hey, here's a tea that'll help you with this. Here's like, I've formulated this particularly for you to help you with XYZ, all of those kinds of things. It's just sort of like being able to make myself the pharmacy as well. Or, just even having more of an accurate knowledge of here's these supplements and they're going to do XYZ for you.
I love that this is really a response to what your community is needing and what your the feedback that you're already having in your business. That's phenomenal. So good. So you've obviously studied a lot already. What have you, can you tell me what your favorite subject has been for you so far?
I really loved physiology studies. I really love the human body. It's like the main thing that drew me in to this space. So yeah, probably that, and learning, yeah, it's like I know what it's supposed to be when it's normal, but tell me about all of the things when it's not normal, and how did we get there, and how do I fix it?
You obviously have that personality type that works really well in the wellness industry as well, because we have this need to find out why. Why? I've got to
Oh
fix
my
that
God,
puzzle.
don't. My mom frequently tells me that when I was a kid, I would ask too many whys, and it would get to a point where she couldn't answer me. She knew that there was more, but she couldn't give me the answers to the question that I was asking. So I would often frustrate, and I would be really annoying, and was that typical kid that was like, why is she so high energy all of the time, and why is she so curious? And that was something that was used as a weapon against me in my life, but now as an adult is something that I really value about myself, and my clients and friends and loved ones also value about me is my curiosity for life. And I think that's what makes this world pretty interesting, is all of the different bits of what makes it up.
I'll tell you why, because there's a piece missing. It's me. I'm here. Let me help. What have been some of your most favorite resources? Now, these can be personal resources, or these can be ones that you like to direct people to find out more in the industry.
Yeah, so I guess it depends what the resource is for. I do a lot of work with people, obviously, around their emotional body. And with women, one of the biggest things that does come up is body image. So I've just formulated a free resource myself called You Are Not Your Body.
Love it.
So that's probably one of my favorite resources currently. Oh, there's too many
I know, loaded
to pick
question.
from. I'm a big lover of books. So I think one of the big resources that I always point people to, particularly, it doesn't matter where they're stuck in life, is The Power of Letting Go by John Perkins.
Right. I haven't read that one. That's on my list now. All right. Back to the study load. You've got a lot to juggle. How do you personally overcome low motivation and burnout?
Well, I just don't believe in motivation, I suppose. We can have a, for me, it's sort of like a lot of people that I work with are like, I just don't have any motivation. I'm like, cool, you're not supposed to. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's discipline, I suppose you could, like, for a lack of better terming, not this type that gets flung about online all of the time where it's like, do this or you don't get to have that. It's like discipline, but rooted in self-love, because that's true discipline. Discipline and self-control of me for me. Because don't get me wrong, there's days like, my alarm, I get up, me and my partner, we both get up at 4 a.m. pretty much religiously every single day, weekend or not, so that we can continue dedicating our lives to ourselves and to each other. I get up, I make my little cup of tea, I move my body, I walk the dogs. That's not only taking care of, my external environment, that's taking care of myself, but that's not only taking care of myself for me, but also the people that I love. And I guess having that intention in the rooting of self-love is what always propels me forward.
Beautiful. It's never been explained to me like that, but I love it. I love it. I'm fairly new. I suppose discipline, it's something that's not new to you as well. Like you mentioned before, you're into bodybuilding and stuff like that. Like that comes with a lot of level of self-love and discipline. It's something I'm starting to learn myself, incorporating in a regular exercise practice. Do you think that's something that's
Yeah.
just a bit sneaky on the side? Do you think that's something that's missing in a lot of people's lives too? And
For sure.
it's something that they should focus on for their health that they're missing.
Yeah, I think exercise, we've seen, and currently Instagram is, again, technology, our blessing and our curse. Instagram often, and there's a horrible shaming culture that's around, particularly with exercise. And I go to the gym, and the gym is, how I choose to exercise. But most of the people that I work with, that's not how they choose to exercise. Some people, sure, but most of us don't actually like to lift heavy things, and we're not actually meant to. A lot of people just really love walking, or yoga, or Pilates, or swimming, or a bit of both, or exercise that they can do with their kids. That's not going to put their kids in inherent danger. Like gyms have crèches and things like that, but that again forces that natural detachment that we've forced in there as a society. But like people go, I want to work out, but like I don't have someone to look after the kids, or the gym with the crèche is too expensive. Like, how do I do it? And it's like simply going for a nature walk. Everyone takes their shoes off and going for a walk. Simple day-to-day exercise, we've villainized and we've put it in this basket of it's not enough. And coming to that relationship with yourself of whatever is enough for you is enough for you, and it doesn't matter what other people think or say, and just staying consistent with that. Because if we don't exercise, we don't actually have any connection to our body. I mean, most of us do our job sitting down, so what do we have use for the rest of this meat sack that houses our consciousness? We're not just a brainstem, and we need to be connected to this incredibly intricate artwork that we live in for the time that we're on this earth in this human existence. So yeah, taking care of it by moving it is fundamentally important, as well as the fuel that goes in to power and nourish it. And the way that we treat it internally, and the relationship we have with ourselves, because that's the only relationship that we have lifelong. Everyone else quite literally comes and goes. Doesn't matter how long they're there for. They could be there for 65 years, but they're not with us every single moment of every single day like we are with ourselves. So exercise, genuinely, I believe, is one of the biggest things that keeps us whole.
I was thinking as well, like we've put so many barriers in front of it, like you were saying, with the crèche is too expensive, or for me, a stupid barrier might have been something like, oh, I don't have a matching bra and matching matching activewear, like
Literally, because there's that the society of judgment around movement culture. I'm not going to call it gym culture or anything like that, because it's movement. It's all movement is exercise in some capacity. But yeah, like looking the way that I do, I get a lot of people that approach me in the gym, and often it's other women that are kind of like, oh my God, like you look so good, like what do you do? And every time it comes back to the, but you can do this for yourself. Just because I am me and you are you doesn't mean anything else.
Yeah, you
And
could do
being
it in
you
your
is good enough.
pajamas and it's okay. I'm gonna go back to this, back to our little questions, because you and I can
Go
talk
for it.
forever. What has been one of your most favorite opportunities that has shown up for you since starting your study journey, your wellness journey, call it what you will?
One of my favorite opportunities, I think, was I met my partner through this work. He came to the very first ever public breathwork class I ever ran as a complete stranger. He actually stopped by chat me on Instagram like over a year ago now, and was just like, hey, do you need a personal trainer? And I was like, oh, who is this meathead? We found our way to the breathwork class, because I realized, oh, he's not just a meathead. He has something behind his head, maybe, I suppose. Whatever, cool, potential new client. Haha, you sold by chat me, and guess what? You're at my class, was kind of the relationship we developed. And he breathed in the class, and at the very end, he walked out. And then for some reason, he decided he wanted to walk back in. And he walked back in, and he came in, and he was like, actually, can I grab a photo with you? We sat down, we took a photo, and we got up, and he was like, I need to work with you. Like, we need to work together. Like, I don't know what, but we need to work together. And we both had this unanimous, like, pull to each other. And then we decided initially it was like, I'm not looking at this person. We're going to go into business together. Like, we're going to formulate like a men's well-being program, blah, blah, blah. That didn't end up coming to fruition, but we made the conscious effort to stay in each other's lives and coach people together so that they got the complete holistic and the complete non-holistic side, but he is more conventional personal training with my emotional support background as well for people to really achieve high things for themselves. Gradually, we just, yeah, found our way into a relationship together. And I guess that's probably the best opportunity I've had.
Little did you know, universe said you've got to collaborate in life.
Yeah, quite literally just went, no, honey, not like you guys, yes, work together on each other for each other. But no, these, like, you guys are life partners, off you go. Like,
Oh,
but
beautiful.
yeah.
Congratulations.
But
That's
yeah.
gorgeous.
Thanks. Yeah, I think, we can go on about like different employment or materialistic opportunities, but I think nothing is better than the gift of love.
What is next for you? Like, is there more study on the cards? You said you're going to be lifelong learning, or
Fuck yeah.
you can talk about what's next for you in your business. I'm very curious.
Yeah, I guess like lifelong study-wise, I guess the next thing after this, I think I just want to do some sort of nutritional study on the side. I've got a very large plethora of knowledge from my experience in the field and, my general interests as a being. I think there'll be a nutritional study in there somewhere, but I think I want to do my master's potentially in nutrition or my
Beautiful.
master's in psychology and my PhD in philosophy. Dream goals are giving TED Talks and things and helping
Yeah.
people help themselves. That's where I see myself. I see myself with the big red TEDx beside me. That's my future. I can't wait.
I can't wait to point back to this episode and be like, look, look, you heard it here first.
Speaking it into manifestation to fruition.
Yeah, you got
Yeah.
to every day. I know this is turning into a long episode, but I do want to touch a little bit on your business.
Go
What
for
has
it.
been some of the barriers that you've had to overcome with business? Because I think in this wellness space, there's a lot of content and there's a lot of other things that we focus on. Business tends to get chucked to the wayside.
I mean, in this space, content for me, I'm quite a creative person. Content's quite easy. That's something that feels like it comes naturally and flows. Like, I love to listen to things or read things. I love music. So, content creation is not something I feel like I really struggle with. But the business, like learning, like how do you go from signing up for an ABN to having an actual functioning business? I figured out completely on my own, completely blindly, and just through a little bit of, I've helped in the backsides of businesses. I've managed things in the past. So I played off those original pieces of knowledge that I had and sort of went, okay, when I've been to someone else's breathwork class, what was their ticket from? What did they use? What was, so I would go to another breathwork class and I would analyze, okay, how did they make their booking system? This is the platform that it's run through. Okay, I'll download that. I'll have a look at it. And like quite literally just doing that through every single process, like, watch it, do it, watch it, do it, watch it, do it. Like, and just having the patience and the time with myself to set these things up, because it does take an incredible amount of time, an incredible amount of patience. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into the backgrounds of my business, but I think that's the same for everyone. And without the unique challenges that it faced me, I wouldn't have faced the biggest boundary of them all, which is self-value. If you don't have enough self-value to recognize that what you're doing and what you're giving out to the world is worth it, then it's not going to work. You have to have a solid foundation of self-value and self-love to be able to do this. Because if, like, I don't have that quality, then how can I coach people to have that quality?
Totally. I think that is something that a lot of us struggle with, because we're like, we're caregivers and everybody deserves access, and everybody, like, you want to be able to give it, give, give, give,
Help
give, give,
everyone.
but you'll burn out and you won't make money. You won't make a living off it. So you won't be able to do it.
Yeah. And that's it. And that's how resentment builds, is because I'm not feeling like I'm being given the value back of what I perceive my value to be. And turning people away and going, no, you're not ready for my work because this is too involved and I know you don't have what it takes. And people go, oh my God, what? I'm rejected. And I'm like, That's why. It's not because I don't want to work with you, it's because you're not ready to work with you.
It has been absolutely incredible chatting with you. Last question, where can our audience find you if they need to see more of your content? This is your free plug. Go for it.
You can find us on Instagram at zenithal.motion, or you can find just me personally without any of our other coaches, at Coach Amy May. That's it. You can find me there. You can message me. I love to connect with everyone. I pretty much message every single new follower we get just to sort of touch base and go, hey, I'm actually a human behind this front that you see. So thanks for being here. And yeah, from those conversations, feel free to be like, hey, I want to join the online community. Like, jump in. We've got Facebook groups and like WhatsApp group chats and things like that for extra support, depending on how involved people want to be with the community. So come and find us. We'd love to have you. Yeah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it if you've made it this far. If you like the interview and you like what I do, please rate and follow the podcast on your chosen listening provider, as it not only notifies you of new episodes, but it also helps with my visibility on the platforms. If you're interested in being featured on the podcast, I've streamlined the process by creating a contact form on my website where you can say hi and let me know that you're interested. All of my social media accounts are linked there as well on my website. As always, I'll link everything in the description that was spoken about on today's episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.